Company for DJW Mobile.
This is JW Mobile, Fart. This is KB4CBA.
Well, good morning, David. Good to hear you here. I'm over here at O'Neill in Blue Ridge, sitting in line waiting to unload a whole bunch of cardboard. What you up to?
Well, I am headed back to the house from a morning of tennis. We started about 8:30, and I just finished a little bit ago. What time is it now? 11. I think we finished around 11:15 or so, 11:30.
Tired showing? Are you getting ready to head home, take a nap, and then recover from all that exercise?
I got all that exercise. I figure I'm going to eat about 10 pieces of chocolate cake. And I'm just kidding. But, I've got a few things to do. I want to finish putting up my Wyndham back together, and I've just got a few simple things to do. And then I need to find somebody that I can twist their arm. Just got a launcher and get that thing back up in the trees so I can get back on HF. Boy, I tell you, I really miss it. And it's not going to take much work. I can finish it today easy to get it you know, ready to shoot back up in the air. So anyway, that's where I'm at with that.
Sitting over here at the landfill, the recycle center, waiting my turn in line. It's a popular place. Every time I go over here now, I have to sit and wait in line. And I got a load of cardboard this time, a load of stuff to prevent me from hoarding for the next time. Get to clean out the house so it doesn't look like a hoarder's house. Old stuff that I'm probably never going to use, but hate to part with. You know how that goes.
Are you at Blackberry Valley?
This is over in Blue Ridge, and the guy, I got to tell him what I'm wanting to do next, so I might be gone for a second. This is in Blue Ridge, O'Neill. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, I've been there before. I know what you're talking about. KB4CBA.
Maneuver my way through here so I don't have to wait for the other guys. I just got a load of cardboard, and that's it. Appliances, metal, tires, household, electronics, recycling. To the left. Okay, I know where I'm going now. Anyway, after I get this one done, I got to make another one and wait in line again. And then I can get to working on finishing the library. I got to finish getting my stuff out of the airplane room so I can get her bookshelves and books in the library and chairs and all that stuff.
If you heard my 2-meter 440 rig in the car bit the dust, so it's like I don't know, 15, 20 years old. So I bought it's either the 2730 or 2370. I think it's 2730. It's the latest ICOM model of the, you know, UHF, VHF, and it's got aircraft receive and marine receive, and I bought a cable so I can disconnect the face of it like I have my other one done, and so I'm talking on my Baofeng. I'm using the same antenna on the car. I'm just putting out 8 watts on this thing.
No, your old, well, most of my radios are at least 10 and probably 15 years old. So I guess it doesn't hurt to buy one every 15 years. I'm probably going to have to. I've been looking at a handheld for the last couple of years, a new one, but I've got a whole bunch of them. I just have to keep buying batteries for them all the time. The handheld lasts 10 times longer than the batteries do. But for the car, I've been looking at that 400 Yaesu too, but I don't know, all my other ones work so good it's not really necessary. Of course, here in the truck, I don't keep one in it. I'm just using EchoLink right now because there's no radio in the truck. It'd just be sitting out in the semi weather all the time for no good reason. And I had an antenna on the truck, but it started messing with the paint, so I took it off. I figured I'd just, as little as I use it, I can just use EchoLink, and it appears to be working pretty good. What went out on the older radio? What was the first thing to go?
B4CBA. Am I still hitting the repeater?
JW, I only hear you when you talk. Yeah, you're hitting it good. No problem.
All right. Well, I pulled in the garage was the reason I was asking. It's had a problem for a while now where it would intermittently just drop out of transmit, and it wasn't in the microphone or the cable. It was in the radio somewhere. And then I was talking to Tom the other day, and I lost audio. If I turned it, if I was sitting still like this with the car off, I turned it wide open and turned the squelch all the way to the left, I could hear, it would break the squelch and you could hear it, but it was so faint. So I figure the final amp went out in the, for the audio, and I was listening to the preamp. So I guess I could hook it up to my stereo system, plug it in the phono thing, because your phono inputs has a preamp in it, and then run it through my amplifier. But, that'd be a lot of trouble, and I certainly couldn't do it in the car.
Well, the way I do it in the car is the car has those audio jacks. I use the audio jack. Well, on some of them, they're Bluetooth now, so you can just Bluetooth to the car's Bluetooth, and that works pretty decent. But other ones that don't have that, I just use the same thing you're using, the audio jack. I don't know if you're interested, but you might be able to get that thing repaired. I had Kenwood 710 went out, and I got to studying up on it, and it was their filters that went bad over a while. And Wyatt had some on his, too, that went bad. And then there was some TM71As that had a similar issue. So I replaced the D710s and the TM71As, and they're working good now. Didn't have to buy a new radio. There was, like, $20 worth of filters, and away it went.
I'm not even going to open this one up. I've already told Steve he could have it, and I've had it for years, and I'm ready for a new one anyway. So, c'est la vie.
It's an ICOM 2730A dual band. I got one of them sitting right here. KN4UBG. Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, like you said, you can listen to the aircraft on it. You can listen to the marine band. I mean, you can... There's a lot you can do with it, and I like it. It's got the detachable face and all that stuff on it. And Johnny's got one of them too. That's what he talks on in his truck. And they're pretty nice radios. This one here has got all kinds of stuff in it. I mean, you can do a little bit of everything with it. The one I got's got three knobs on one side and three knobs on the other side, three push buttons on one side, three push buttons on the other side, and it's got four buttons in the center of it on the bottom.
I heard it was pretty user friendly, and I like that. I like the bright screen on it. Mine had this amber colored screen, and it was hard to see in the sunlight, and in fact, it was impossible to see in the sunlight. But, I mean, I had no complaints. That thing performed flawlessly for years, so I feel like I got my money's worth out of it, and I got a real good deal from HRO on this one. They gave me a discount, and then there's a $20 rebate on it from ICOM that I have to send in, but I'll get that back. I had to pay it up front, but I'll get it back. So I really feel like I got a good deal. Supposed to be here Monday.
you got a good deal on it. I think I paid like $3.99 for this one. And the mounting plate that goes on the back of the screen in order to mount it to the radio, that costed me an extra $49. And I don't know if they've started to ship them with the mounting bracket for the rig itself, because mine didn't come with one. Didn't have that option then, because you had to order everything separate. Did you check to see if you had the mounting bracket to come with it?
No, you have to order it separate, and so that's what I did. And I actually failed to order the... I thought the cable came with it, so when I got in the mail, I called up and said, what's the deal? And he said, that separation cable's that's a different item. So, but it was only $21 for that. And I'm not going to tell you what I pay for mine, because it might upset you a little bit.
But this one right here, when I bought it, it hadn't been long came out. I mean, it was basically still brand new. I mean, it was one of the newer items. Even when you Googled it on any website, it told you it was one of the newer items that came out. And mine actually came with the cable. It came with a 12-foot detachable cable, which I still have somewhere. Because when I ordered a faceplate to put on it to make it look like an actual CB radio to attach the plate to the body, it came with like a 3-inch, whatever you call that thing, the cable that hooks into it. It came with that. And, but other than that, man, I mean, I like it. I mean, I've had it in several vehicles. I've took it to the beach with me. I've used it on the Merle's Inland Repeater, talked to people back up here with it on the weekend, and turned around and I had it on another frequency down there, talking to some people up in the edge of North Carolina. And it's pretty good. I mean, you just got to swap screens with it. Like, if you use on one repeater and listening on another repeater, that's a good thing I like about it. You can have two repeaters up at the same time, and that's pretty cool. I've always did that. Just like when bad weather comes through, I'd have the 4-7 repeater up, the K9OH repeater. I'd have it on one screen and be listening on this one on the other screen, or talking on this one and listening to the other one. And that's a really good thing about it. It does cross band repeat, all that good stuff. It's pretty good radio. I mean, I like it. You can adjust the power for like whenever you hit it with the walkie-talkie. You can turn it down to like 5 or 10 watts on the input side that you're talking on, and have it 50 watts on the output side on the other one. And it's pretty nice rig. I like it. KN4 UBG, back of your day.
I think Dave, are you still in there, W4DJW?
In here now. It came my window. I'm out of breath. It came my window to unload a whole truckload of cardboard. And you got to feed them through those little narrow slots. So I was out there unloading cardboard while you guys were talking. I didn't hear any of that. Anyway, I'm back now. On the way, headed back home again. W4DJW.
Looking about the 7300. I mean, 2730, and oh gosh, I don't know, forgot your name. I think it's John. Has one. He was telling me about it and really likes it. No, not John. Yeah. Well, I'm a little confused, but anyway. He was telling me about it, and he said he really likes the rig, and so I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be here Monday. Listen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in a car here, and I've been playing tennis. I'm sweating, and I'm going to go in and take a shower. I'm going to burn up, I tell you. Y'all have a good afternoon. 73s, go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KB4CBA.
Okay. KV4CBA, KN4UBG. Me, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn there. Well, I'll say 73 to you, man, and you have a good one over that way. And I was just going to let you know, man, that Biofang you got hooked up to that antenna right now, that Biofang is working really, really good for you. Even inside the carport, if you're in the carport, because the other one used to cut out when you went in the carport, I have you full signal right now. Back to you, Dave.
Good talking to you, David, this morning. I got another couple of rounds to go, so I'll be out and about again. I got a whole bunch of catching up to do, getting out of the house. I haven't done it in so long, taking stuff to the trunk dump and all that stuff. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that new ICOM when it gets here. Be careful, stay safe, and talk to you later. KB4CBA, W4DJW, mobile, back over to you, Kevin.
W4DJW, KM4UBG. I think he's going to like it, radio. I mean, I got one. I mean, that's one of the first rigs that I bought when I first got into ham radio. And, I mean, I love it. I mean, I just got it sitting here right now. I don't have it on because I got this the Kenwood TS-2000 sitting here that I'm on now. And, but, I mean, I've used that radio many, many nights to check in and out with everybody. And that radio does real good. And I think he's going to be real well pleased with it. You know, you might want to get him a really good antenna to put on the car, a dual-band antenna. I have the tram on the back of mine, the dual band. The only thing I had to do to the tram was take another antenna and cut it to the length, the top antenna, and in order to get the standing wave down, because it does have standing wave on it. And only thing I done was just took the top of another antenna and we cut it a little bit long and put it in there and checked the SWR and wherever it was at, we'd have to cut it again. Finally cut it and we got it down to hardly nothing as far as SWR on that rig. Only thing it was length in the top antenna. And worked out really well. I mean, I still run that antenna even with that the TM 281A that I bought from the guy down in Tocoa. And it works really well with that one.
I don't know that much about ICOMs. I guess I have more Kenwoods and SDRs than anything. Like no name is, like Soft Rock or Genesis or Flex or stuff like that. So I don't have that many. I do have an ICOM that I bought one time on the spur of the moment. one of those impulse buys. It's like an upgraded version of the 706 Mark II G. It's the 7000 was the number they put on it. It's like a color version of that. It does just about everything the same as the 706 Mark II G does. And I think it's got the same, specs. Just has a color screen on it. And it's good radio. I've used it a few times, not much at all. Probably doesn't have more than 10 hours on it. But it's a good backup. It just sits there behind the, beside the 2000, the Kenwood TS-2000 that I normally use. And is available in case that one goes out. I can just switch the antenna switch over to it and use it. But it doesn't have much mileage on it. Every time I use it, I have to relearn how to use it. I can't remember. The Kenwoods, I use them often enough I can remember. But the ICOM, I don't use it often enough to remember how it works. So I have to pull up the PDF file on the on the computer and read, how do I do this? How do I set the power? How do I see what the SWR is? That kind of stuff. But they're good radios. They're good, solid radios. I think all three, Yaesu, ICOM, and Kenwood, are all really good. But I just prefer experimenting with other radio technology. Using it like we're using it right now is great, but I like to play on the technology more than using the technology. And this is probably going to be my last one, Kevin, because I'm about to pull into the house and I have to load up the truck with the next load that's going up there to the landfill. But good talking to you. KN4UVG, W4DJW.
TS-2000?
A couple of them. That was my first rig ever. So a normal, regular TS-2000 was the first rig I ever bought, HF rig, back when I became a ham. And then when they came out with the Millennial, in a, they built 300 Millennial TS-2000s. They had like everything in them, the satellite tracker, and it was in a black cover. So I picked that one up from a Canadian who bought it, who didn't like it in the most of the time.
Well, I lost you right there when you said Canadian. You kept dropping in and out right there, but that's the one I have. It's got the satellite built into it. It's got the dual band. It's kind of the tapered off one in the front. I mean, it's got everything on it. I'm talking about it's looks like it's 40 buttons and knobs here, or 50 of them. And they all do different things. That's the one I have, and I love it. I really do love it. But I know you said you was close to being at home, and I'm fixing to hop out of here myself, because I'm fixing to have to go to landfill myself. Fixing to have to go down the Twin Chimneys. But I look forward to hearing you back on here. I'll have the rig on going down the road, and I'll say send me threes to you, and don't get out there and get too hot. And we'll holler at you a little bit later. W4DJW, KN4UBG, I'll be clear on your funnel.
Hey, Kevin, well, I think you're going to like that radio. You probably already do. Anyway, I'm getting ready to load up the truck. That's one benefit of using Echolink. You can get, you're not tethered to the car. You can get out of the car and start doing work and still talk on the radio, except one hand is tied behind your back. Anyway, good talking to you, Kevin. Catch you later. Be safe. KN4UBG, W4D.
Okay, so, and I'm sure if
you know, they wouldn't lie about it because they'd love to send me out the door with something else, but I don't test it myself. I've just been letting them test it.
Yeah, I used to go through the same thing, and generally every time I have a cloudy pool, it's because of bacteria, and you might want to try a different pool place or invest in your own test kit. Once I started doing my own tests, my pool's crystal clear. We throw in a bag of shot a week, and that's all we have to do now. But we went through the same thing you're going through for quite some time. It's a real pain in the ass. That thing's a big money hole back there, just like mine.
Water 2 weeks ago, I got so tired of it, and 2 days after that, it turned green. So I shocked it and did everything I just told you about. So I'm just going down the list. Maybe before winter gets here, I'll have it clear.
Bridge, I thought I'd chime in because I've had the pool blues for 20 years. I don't even like the pool. I got it for my wife. She likes it. But anyway, good luck with that. Last case, last resort, throw in about 15 bags of shock. If it don't clear up then, just swim in it.
Water at the lake's green, and I swim in that, so why not?
Yeah, swim in a lake, you'll swim in a pool, even if it's a little cloudy. Hey, I got to hop out of here, fellas. Have a good one, NT7J Mobile.
Kevin. Fixing to get ready and head to the landfill. I gotta go drop off a load of trash out here and get that done, and I gotta come back and get my cans and take my cans over here by the house to the other landfill and dump those. And should be done with all that. And should be pretty much taking care of all but rinsing your cooler out and, you know, cleaning it up. I got bleach in it right now, so I'll take and bleach it again whenever I clean it out, and I'll put it on the truck. That's why I'll bring it over to you.
All right, man, the work is never done. All right, bud, well, don't work too hard, and if you get free, I'll see you then. I'm getting ready to top the hill over here and pull in the driveway, so I'll clear out with you. Have a good one. See you at the wild. KN4UBG, KJ4WMO.
Roger on that one. There we go. I caught myself that time. But we'll see you out the wild sometime, and I'll get that cooler over there to you, and I'll say 73s, and don't get too hot out there, and we'll talk at you here in a little bit. KJ4WMO, KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
Before DJW Mobile.
82BNG, how you doing?
Hey, just doing some spring cleaning in the late summer, I guess, or maybe middle summer. Not sure which it is. How you doing this morning?
That's what I got to focus on. I got parts of this place that are so bad, I'm not sure where the floor is at.
Got what was that?
Parts are so bad, I can't see the floor. So, yeah, I got a lot of spring cleaning. I just been avoiding it.
Okay. I heard it that time. My brakes are going out. I turned around and head back home. My brake pedal, when I came to stop at the stop sign, just kept going all the way to the floor. I gotta go see if that master cylinder's dry or what's going on there before I go to the dump.
Brake fluid, look on the ground near the wheel cylinders. That's why I usually carry a big can of brake fluid with me.
I have some of that, but I don't see any leaks anywhere on the driveway or anything like that, so I don't know what's going on. Check it out. Okay, I'm back here at the driveway. I'm going to jump out. I might get again if I can fix it real quick. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
These are important. Leaky cylinder, leaky brake line. I don't know what's going on, but all right, I'll let you do that then. KD2BNG.